If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line.
Take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a
chance on me.
Take a chance.
If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown.
Welcome. You've done it again. You've returned to us, to our loving, caring embrace. This is, of course, my brother and me. It's an advice show for the modern era. And we take your questions and we turn them into wisdom. It's like alchemy.
Don't ask us how we do it.
It's a lot of
formulas.
Wizards are involved.
Patent pending. Shauna writes in from Gmail. Shauna says, I want to get an octopus tattoo really, really bad. I have for a while. Where's the sexiest place I could get an octopus tattoo on my body? Thanks, guys. Xoxo.
Shauna. I think that's hugs and kisses.
Okay, got it.
Thank you, Shauna.
Shauna. Octopus tattoo.
I've been thinking about this since I saw the question. Is there a sexy place to get a tattoo?
Octopus tattoo, yes. If you get it on your throbbing, glistening ink sac.
If you have an ink sac,
get it right on there, or maybe upon one of your tendrils. Cloaca. I actually know somebody who has an octopus tattoo, and she has it on her ribs. It's very tasteful. I would say sexy.
Really?
Okay, ribs.
Ribs, like right on the ribs.
Adam from Gmail writes in, my girlfriend sleeps a lot. She even fell asleep last night during Iron Man 2 when he was smashing atoms. I haven't seen Iron Man 2. Does that happen?
Yes.
Should she see a doctor? No. She should get down with naps.
Yeah.
I would say naps are a good course of action. I wouldn't blame her for falling asleep during some parts of Iron Man 2. Namely, the parts where Iron Man wasn't Iron Manning.
This Iron Manning around with his scarlet and gold.
Right.
To be fair, one of us in this podcast fell asleep during Jurassic Park. It's easy to fall asleep in a movie. I fell asleep during Lord of the Rings. It's possible to fall asleep in a movie, and I do not judge her at all.
But that movie was 5 hours long. If you saw it in theaters, odds were that it was going to run past your bedtime.
That is true.
Does that make sense? Like, if you see it after 4 p.m., then you're bound to just hit the hay in the midst.
Makes sense.
But I understand. That's a bummer when your significant other is just sleeps like a koala bear. Because you want to hang out with her. But
She takes short, sweet koala naps.
And then you have to find clever ways of waking her up without her getting mad at you. Like, setting off the smoke alarm.
Or doing the laundry too loud.
Or just singing Motorin'. What's that song?
Motorin'.
I would always just get in the shower.
It's called Motorin'.
It's called Sister Christian, guys.
Get in the shower and just sing Motorhead. And
Motorhead! Lammy! Iron Maiden!
Yahoo Answers user Julie A. asks, where can I find a free dog?
Everywhere.
Wild
Fuck
dogs
you,
are
Bob
all
Barker.
Over the place.
Every dog is free if you're quick enough.
There's no additional information, but I don't think she's looking for like a pound puppy. I don't think she's interested in like the immunization fees and stuff. I just think she wants a dog on the free. She wants a complimentary puppy, which is great because she sounds like she's going to be a really responsible owner.
Yeah. Have you tried some of the finest hotels? Because often they'll have a complimentary puppy, an interim puppy that you can keep for a surcharge.
No, yeah, I heard that if you take the puppy with you, they just bill that straight to your bill,
mm-hmm.
right off the credit card. That's why you have to give a credit card these days.
Yeah, that's
for puppy
that's true.
Fees,
but only Visa. MasterCard doesn't have the puppy offer.
That's what I heard.
Jake from Kentucky emailed us. He asks, does he ask? He does. Hi, guys. So I have a problem I was hoping you could help me with. I really like this girl a lot, but sadly she's crazy about my best friend. He doesn't like her back. He likes her best friend, So I really want to ask this girl out, but I know she doesn't like me. She likes my best friend. So should I ask her out now or wait it out and hope she gets over my friend? Thanks for the help, Jake from Kentucky. Did that make sense to you?
I have a suggestion, Jake. Why don't you move why don't you get transferred the fuck out of Sweet Valley High?
Yeah. I was trying to make that Sweet Valley High joke.
Were you?
I couldn't come up with the wording.
If she's all that, and in any number of Freddie Prinze Jr. movies have taught me anything, you have to start fake dating her best friend so that she gets jealous, as does your best friend, and then either everything will come out in the wash, or you'll fall in love with her best friend.
Griffin, yeah,
be even happier.
I think that's how it happens. The best friend falling in love, and also Melissa Joan Hart is there.
Can someone walk me through this timeline again? I don't feel like I'm grokking.
This is up. Imagine four people, okay? Imagine a square. Only the square, it's not a straight like square, it's crisscrossed in the middle. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So he's in love with her, but she loves him, even though he's in love with her. And she is a robot.
Oh, this is from Jay Giles' band. Classic song, Love Stinks.
Yes. So make the best friend, make her lose her glasses, maybe get a haircut, and like a sexy, like a now cut, a hip cut.
Okay.
And then...
Jake, let me boil your question down for you. What you're asking is, should I ask out a girl that doesn't like me?
No. The answer I'm just going to go ahead and say no. Find someone else, Jake.
Go with the robot.
Go with the robot. Or, you know what? Go gay until everyone's so confused and, like, get really into your best friend. And then once everyone's sufficiently confused, just pull the old switcheroo.
And invite a couple more players into this little dance.
This needs to be more confusing. Morgan Jacobson writes from Gmail.
Friend
of the show, Morgan Jacobson. It says, I'm a 17-year-old guy who really likes this girl. Good start. She agreed to go out on a date with me, but I don't think she is at all that interested in me. What is a good way to make a really good impression on our first date? Oh, Morgan, a fine question.
I don't know that it's that she's not interested in it. I think you might just be a little too shy. You haven't let your freak flag fly.
Just like Griffin said.
Just like I said. Maybe not your freak flag, but you know what I'm saying. I think it's that she doesn't know you, you know? I think you just got to be a proper gentleman. I think that's the best way to make a good impression.
If I've learned anything from my wonderful brother, Justin McElroy, and my wonderful sister-in-law, it is to ask her questions, be interested in her, don't talk about yourself, be interested in what she has to say.
Yes.
It took me a long time to learn that, because I love me. But she wants to talk about herself as much as you want to talk about yourself, so ask her questions about her.
This is a great, great point. Also, I think you got to go naked day one. just saying.
That's how you get her interested. You get her interested in you by being interested.
You sprang the trap.
Take her out to a nice dinner, okay? And you sit down at Applebee's, okay? And you're sitting down and you order your drinks. And then you take a Bowie knife out of a sheath that you have attached to your belt that you had hidden underneath your polo. And you just pull it out and you set it down on the table and don't address it. Right? That's kind of mysterious.
I love it.
Or halfway through the date, like you're at a movie, and she's sitting on your right, you put an eye patch on your left eye very discreetly and just make sure she doesn't notice. Do you see what I'm going for? See what I'm working up to?
You could stage some kind of epic fight with like a dragon or something. I think that works.
Well, dragons aren't real, but you could pay a person to pretend to mug you, and then you fight them.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I like that. That's got a little something to it.
There are all kinds. You got to get creative.
So, Morgan, our real advice is hidden somewhere in there. have a great afternoon.
Also, it's take her to Cold Stone.
Yeah, girls love Cold Stone.
They put the shit in the shit.
Fold
the shit with the shits.
Don't even worry about it.
Awesome.
When is the best time to email you guys to ensure my life questions are answered? Says William at Gmail. I don't compile questions. What do you guys think? What's the best time?
The best time is any time before Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
If you want them on the next week's show. But really, any time is good because I have no life and I am constantly checking the email and the Twitter and the forum stream.
Don't make it adhere to our schedule, I think if you have an important life question, you just got to fire it off as soon as it's in your mind, lest you forget it.
And if it's urgent and you need us to answer right then, say that in the subject line. Say it's urgent. We'll get you an answer, and then we'll talk about it on the show.
And I'm glad you brought this up, William. May I call you William?
You may.
We have been getting so many great questions on FormSpring and Gmail, and we really appreciate it, and it's great. But the most rapid response questions you're going to get is Twitter. Yeah. If you want that, you know, at MBMBAM or hashtag MBMBAM is the best way to go for a question right now, especially because we're looking for more Twitter questions. So if you got something you really want answered, hit it up, son.
We've got Twitter fever, which is a catchphrase I'm trying to get started and perhaps get a parody song written about. So just tweet right at us, and we'll tweet it back ASAP.
Totally.
Yahoo Answers user Jay asks, can I give my pit bull Gatorade?
Well, it's got the electrolytes that pit bulls crave.
sub question, can my pit bull drink Gatorade?
Ooh.
So this is technically two different questions. Can you give your pit bull Gatorade? Yes.
Can only my Mountain pit Frost. Bull
drink Gatorade. Gatorade has a certain drinkability to it.
Smooth drinkability.
So I don't see why not. I'm not sure you should give it, nor should your pit bull drink it, though. Travis, you're the dog.
Gatorade
the dog
is
person.
Expensive.
Why don't you just give your Gatorade water, Richie Rich?
Yeah, here's the thing. Dogs don't sweat, so they don't have to replenish the electrolytes and salt like we do. Mm-hmm. That's why dogs walk around with their tongues hanging out, because they're getting their excess heat and moisture out that way. So no, because that's dumb. You're an idiot. Well, don't give your dog Gatorade.
Also,
it turns their tongues red.
Gatorade, it's not called Gatorade anymore. Obviously, this guy didn't get the mem.
Uh-oh, what is it called?
It's just called G now.
It's just G?
Yeah, what? It's just G. You haven't seen that?
No.
It's just called G now. Now it's just called G. G is the name of their product.
Yeah, to be
they
fair.
They took the whole Aiderade part, and they completely subtracted it from the equation. Now it's just plain old G.
I hope that they do that with other drinks, because I would drink Pepsi if it was called P. Just give me a big bottle of P.
Well,
I'm not touching that one.
I'm not so sure about this one. Travis.
Speaking of P,
rascal. So, Magic Incest.
Let's just talk about that for a
moment. Magic Incest. On. Yeah, moving on. That's the username here via Gmail. It's a great question. I think it's one that might be divisive, has a potential to be divisive. Peeing in the shower, yay or nay? Honesty time.
Don't say anything. I think we all just need to... We'll go 1, 2, 3, and then go. So 1, 2, 3, and then you vote.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Come in, you're a traitor.
So Travis said no, and Justin.
Hey, well, peeing in the shower. Like it's the most natural thing in the world.
I want to throw an addendum in there. The way our bathroom's set up, I can just open the curtain and the toilet's right there.
Yeah.
So I will do
dope.
That from time to time because the convenience factor is the
you
same.
You will? That explains why our magazines are always soiled. You're awful. You're the worst room.
I'm sorry. I've ruined our Reader's Digests.
So, Justin, you're down with it?
Why not?
Because it's gross.
It's not gross.
It's basically like you're peeing on your feet.
You're not peeing on your feet. Okay, I'm not saying, like, just start spinning around and urinating wildly on every vertical surface in your shower. I'm saying fucking aim for the drain and pee. Pee in it. You guys are lying to yourselves. You're lying to yourselves.
That's a good motivational poster.
You're lying to yourselves because the two of you are living in sin, and you are embarrassed to admit to each other that you might have stepped into one another's urine from time to time. That's all I'm saying. You're lying
all
to yourselves.
All I
want to
do, I want to see a poster where a dad puts his hand on his son's shoulder and just says, son, aim for the drain.
We're not stepping in each other. We don't take showers together. That's not our style. We're not down with magic incest. We take separate showers like grown adults.
Grown
that are
ass
related
men.
To each other. Grown ass men. I'm gonna say yay. I'll break the
Thank
tie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, this is a drain right there. It's practically a toilet you stand up in to get clean.
The shower is a toilet you stand up in to get clean. Exactly.
No matter what, no peeing in the sink.
Don't poop in the shower, though. That's awful. What are you thinking, Magic Incest?
Why did he even do that?
It takes a while.
And really great balance, unless you have one of those, like, bars that...
Okay.
Fat people.
All right, that's so done.
We're good.
All right.
We're good on this.
You know what I'm talking about. The balance bars.
Yeah, we're done.
Tim asks via Gmail, my brother recently proposed to his girlfriend and she said yes. I am all but certain he's going to ask me to be his best man, and while I'm happy to do so, I'm kind of freaked out about the responsibilities I'll have. Any general advice you have on this matter would be appreciated. Also, a quick run-through of what those responsibilities actually are could be a big help. Everybody knows about the bachelor party and the toast, but there has to be more to it than that. Tim, Gmail.
Tim, I'm glad you asked. I had a friend in college. He was a wise, wise grad student named Steve Knight. And Steve Knight imparted to me this knowledge. When you are a best man, outside of the responsibilities like the toast and the bachelor party, you have but two responsibilities. The one is to give your friend the opportunity to be with a lady the night before. Do not encourage.
No.
Make it happen.
No.
But the opportunity. I'm just quoting Steve Knight here.
I wholeheartedly disagree with this.
And duty number two is the day of the wedding. Look at your brother or friend or what have you and say, listen, man, if you want to go, I'll cover for you. Those are your two responsibilities, according to Steve Knight.
As a best man, you are not only a facilitator of shenanigans vis-a-vis a bachelor party, you are also... the final test of his faithfulness. You are making sure that he is actually ready to do this. I am totally down with that, Travis.
What it is.
I think that if more best men were like this, the divorce rate in this country, in this world, would be 0%.
Justin, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying encourage it.
I'm saying that you're a liar, that you're living a lie, because you did not offer me the opportunity to be with another lady the night before I got married.
No, but we did sit around with a bunch of dudes in a tiny pool and drink beer. So that was pretty much the same thing.
That was awesome.
Except when Jason tried to pee on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not okay.
It's all fun and games till Jason tries to pee on you.
Jason, you went a little too far. I know we were in a big tub and it, you know, things got kooky. But still. Not okay.
Not okay. Not okay.
What's important for you to do, Tim, is to make sure that everything goes well, period.
And either offer them a chance to be with a woman, mm-hmm. or in a urine-filled baby pool with eight dudes. Either one of those two. And a keg in the middle. I like it. Formspring. We're getting some really good accidental transitions. Formspring asks, look, I am gay, and I really like this guy I work with, but I just don't know how to get his attention. I've tried wearing provocative shirts and hats, but he just doesn't seem to care. What should I do? You gotta get more provocative with those hats, I think.
I think their hats aren't provocative enough. A lot of times I'll see a hat and I'll be like, oh, interesting, but maybe not provocative.
So like a safari hat, and then there's a story there, right?
Or a Sherlock Holmes hat?
Yeah.
And you're searching for something?
Is it Halloween? Is that a costume? No. Solving mysteries. I like you. I like you a lot. You down?
The mystery is, why aren't we together? Let's solve it.
Let's solve it together, you and me.
Elementary, my dear Watson. It's because we haven't gone on a date yet. Let's do that.
Oh, I like that.
Is that a clue in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Is that the game clue in your pocket?
I don't know. I mean, this isn't my... I love ladies, so this isn't exactly my area of expertise. Maybe you find out if he's gay first?
Yeah, that seems like step one.
When I'm courting a woman, I try to make sure that she's down with dudes pretty early in the courting process.
Yeah.
But if otherwise, just more better hats. More better hats.
If he is gay, then I would say that the same rules apply. You're trying to be more, get his attention more interesting to him. Talk to him, dude. The same thing applies.
Yeah.
How are his hats? How provocative are his shirts?
Hey, Steve, that's a nice provocative hat you have today. I feel provoked.
Is that a chapeau?
Is that a chapeau? Right.
Is that a beret?
It is very crisp.
Did anybody watch Army Wives last night? Something like that would be a good sort of acid test, I think.
Steven, that is a handsome beret.
Handsome beret, Steven. How about Army Wives last night?
Is that a raspberry beret? Prince, you like Prince? I do too. How about those ruffled shirts?
Wait a minute.
Let's go to this club in the city.
Yeah, I know of a club where all the hats are provocative and all the shirts are ruffled.
I enjoy it. You will enjoy it too, Steven.
I suspect you will enjoy me. If not, wait for tomorrow when my hat will be far more provocative than it is at the moment. Formspring, another one from Formspring. A couple of my long-standing friends have recently decided to be douchebags. They've become increasingly hostile, passing off as a joke, but rarely letting up when together. Apart, they're still great guys, but I can't stand them together. Oh, man, what to do?
I don't know what to tell you. I don't think... No, that's not true. I can pick out when some of my friends turn into douchebags. I can think of a few friends. I'm not going to name them. Jacob Dunkel.
But I'm
kidding. I love you, Jacob Dunkel. I think you just got to move on. I don't think... If your friends are douchebags, like if they're being social chameleons or whatever, like they've found new friends and have changed, you just gotta...
That's hard. I assume, you know what this sounds... I don't know if you're in college or high school, but it sounds high school. Because that happens a lot in high school. Like, it's a very fickle sort of situation, you know? People ebb and flow.
Most of the time
in high school,
in a group,
you just gotta stick it out if you're in high school. Because those are the only friends, like, you've already invested so much time, you might as well just roll with the changes. And like, you guys love Evanescence? I do too now, because I have to be you to be with you.
Most of the time in a group, there's a de facto, not necessarily a leader, but someone who does something, and then they start that trend. If you know who that person in your group is, talk to them apart and be like, listen, you might not realize it because you're in the middle of it, but you guys are... douchebags, and you need to cut that shit out. And I think at this point, confrontation or walk away are your two options.
Or both.
Yeah.
What if you were to pull a Lord of the Flies?
Kill the leader with a big rock.
Kill the leader with a big rock. Take the conch shell.
How's your conch shell?
Kill him. Kill someone day one.
Get his glasses.
Make it day one. Kill the leader. Get his glasses. Take it to the limit.
Don't do it at school, though, because you'll get sent to the principal's office.
There's a zero tolerance policy on Lord of the Flies takeovers.
You will get on the news, though, almost assuredly.
We rarely, and by rarely I mean never, cross over into the realm of politics. We like to put all of our... We have one big umbrella for all of our listeners. It's a safe zone. A spin-free zone, if you will. But there's a Yahoo Questions user named StirItUp05 that has an important political query that I think we could answer in a fair and balanced way. Will there be a presidential election in 2012? Now, the additional information is a bit lengthy, so stay with me. Recently, the buzz about not having elections in 2012 has gained a lot of momentum. It seems to stem from several of Obama's initiatives and other legislation being introduced that gives Obama some frightening powers. For example, cyber legislation gives Obama sole power to shut down the internet. Legislation was introduced to remove presidential term limits, repeal of the 22nd Amendment, and the controversial 16,000 armed IRS agents. On radio and TV, I have heard several comments about the possibility that we will not have presidential elections in 2012. When guests to the various show mentioned the elections and possible turnovers in 2012, several hosts have remarked, if we have elections in 2012,
whoa.
Your thoughts? What other events and legislation could give you concern about whether or not the 2012 elections will be canceled, and if tried, what will the public reaction be? Stir it up in five.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Well,
Fair and free democratic elections is really the foundation of this country of ours. This big experiment called America.
Now that Obama is a cyber god, he can pretty much take that out with a wave of his cyber hand. So
yeah, he's got digital legislation and soul power.
Yeah,
combine those two together, and it's like yikes.
I don't know about if President Obama, President Barack Hussein Obama shuts down the internet. Can we keep doing our show?
Oh,
we can.
Be able to shout.
Yeah, we'll just have to yell really loud.
So we'll do like live stage versions,
yes,
exclusively.
Justin, let me ask you something. Your wife is a doctor, so I assume you have insight onto this. One of my coworkers informed me that the recent healthcare legislation allows physicians to make the decision whether to not. Parents, important to note, the physician, whether to put to death mentally handicapped children. Is that true or false?
Here's my counter to that. Where's the decision?
Yowza. Yikes.
I argued with this dude for a solid, like, 30 minutes going, I can't believe that that's true. And he was like, no, I read it. I said, so the doctor can look at the parents and be like, listen, straight up, I know you didn't ask, but I'm going to have to do this.
I think more troubling than that is that Obama has the power to single-handedly shut down the internet. Mm-hmm. He has a switch on the underside of the desk.
Mm-hmm. He can't stand up too quick. Oops.
He can't.
Where's my Gmail? What is Gmail? It's a non-existent entity.
Gmail never happened. Craigslist never happened.
Out.
Yahoo Answers.
Shut it down.
Yahoo Answers, a font of constant comedy, is gone now. This question itself? Whoa.
So not only can he shut down the internet, he erases the internet from time.
Yes. He also has that cyber power.
You mean soul power? Whoa.
He has that soul power from the cyber legislation held in Techno Congress. There was a cyber bill in Techno Congress that gave him the power to go back in time and stop events from happening.
Android of the house, can you pass the oil so I can...
The 22nd Amendment hasn't been repealed. It's been rewritten. It's been erased.
It's been unthought.
Can I just say, we have just written the greatest movie ever.
Time Travel President.
Yes.
Starring digital legislation and soul power. Every time I hear digital legislation, I think of him like with Minority Report gloves on, like manipulating the text. Okay. So
to answer your question, yes, of course there will be a goddamn election in 2012.
But the only thing we're electing is a new president of the collapsed society that we have because there's no more internet. It's just like Wolfman and.
No, you know what? Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I recently failed my first semester of college. Well, let's try. The course is in a field I'm passionate about, game design. Should I retake the semester, or is it assigned to try something else? I failed due to lack of attendance.
That's my favorite part.
Maybe it's assigned to try going to class.
Yeah. Why don't you try that method of success first? Try going.
I've got this study method that I do where I open a book and I sit down in a chair and I listen.
What is it assigned? I didn't go to class and I failed. Oops.
It's not that you're not proficient in your field. It's that you're proficient at waking up and getting out of bed and putting pants on and leaving and going to a room where learning takes place.
It's a field he's really passionate about, but not passionate enough to walk away from that SpongeBob marathon.
I feel you, though. I did great in high school. I graduated high school with like a 3.8. Like, I killed it, and I got a full ride to Marshall University, and I got even like a little bonus scholarship because I was just so smart all the time. And then I got to my first semester at Marshall and got like a 2.2. Like, I did so bad. Because when you have that freedom, you just go buck-ass wild.
Yeah. That's totally to be expected. Like, you stop going to – it's when you start college, you know, what distractions do you have in high school, right? MTV, mm-hmm. riding in cars. That's pretty much
– With boys.
Whippets.
Whippets. Facebook,
that's it. When you get to college, it's like drinking, fornication,
drugus.
What?
Drugus.
there are drugs to take.
You're gonna start a really shitty folk band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, playing guitar on the quad.
I would say
ultimate frisbee.
Just
hacky sack.
You and your buddies are gonna start a shitty folk band called The Hard and the Easy. You're gonna play at a few shows. Gonna get some good hits. Gonna get a couple of songs that people can kind of sing along to.
Their version of Bob Dylan's "The Man in Me" is really bad.
It's not good.
It's actually not very good. And they should do their own stuff from now on.
Hey, here's what you need to do. Go to class every Monday. They always cover new shit on Monday and then just talk about it throughout the course of the week. So just go on Monday. So that's what I did. And I graduated with like straight A's.
Failed due to lack of attendance, Travis. What part of this problem are you not getting?
I picture him not going to class at all.
Your solution cannot be, we'll try not going to class at different times. No.
Try going to class 20% of the time.
Yeah.
Just try again.
You'll do it. I believe in you.
If you like, game design's pretty fun, and you seem like, I mean, you're lazy, so you must like video games. So I think you should just try it again, and if you get into trouble,
just email us and say, like, guys, should I go to class? Urgent.
Yes.
Guys, should I go to class?
Schedule our classes later in the day. Take evening classes.
Yeah, that's something you can try.
Another anonymous one from Formspring says, how do I politely tell my wife that I don't want to watch any more fucking CSI, Margaret? The Margaret part wasn't on there, but it was...
Listen.
I just got so
sit her down and let us talk to her. Okay? Hey, listen.
Marge,
can we call you Marge? He doesn't want to watch CSI anymore. There's lots of good shows. Have you guys tried
Bones?
No, don't you do that to me.
Lie
Bones.
To me?
No, what?
Lie to Me is a great show. I just started watching it today.
That you're talking about some out of the frying pan into the fire shit. I think this writer has some more discerning tastes. He doesn't want to watch CSI.
I don't think he wants to watch murder dramas anymore.
Yeah, right. Okay. Maybe he wants to try. Have you tried any other show? What about Buffy the Vampire Slayer? That's a good one. West Wing. Go back.
All of that. West Wing's the best show ever made. All of Buffy is on Netflix Instant Queue too, so you can just watch that. You can just watch that right now.
But listen, he doesn't want. It's nothing against you. He loves you. He just have different tastes here.
He's afraid of Lawrence Fishburne.
Mm-hmm.
It's the eyes.
It's the eyes.
Is he on a CSI?
Eyes.
What?
Yeah.
He is.
Travis is Mabam Bam's resident CSI expert.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. There are so many flavors of CSI in the world these days. Have you tried CSI Miami?
Net.
That's my fave.
Net. We're not
Maybe
doing
he
this.
Likes the sexy bikinis, the sun, the lack of sweat, and someone removing their glasses in a dramatic way.
Those criminals get creative, too, in that heat. Heat with those swamps.
Heat makes you clever.
Heat makes you clever. Heat makes you crazy.
Or perhaps he's more a fan of friend of the show, Gary Sinise.
I would like to see a show like CSI Miami. It would be Florida-based, only it would be CSI Vero Beach.
Whoa.
Where... all of the CSI people are 85 years old, and all of the murderers are 85 years old. And
every case turns out to be natural causes. No, it was natural causes.
We don't see any weapon wounds or signs of entry at all. It looks like he just fell down in the bathtub, and he hurt himself, and he just kind of died there because he was old.
I think if you are already watching the New York CSI, you're probably sick of episodes about 9/11. Because now, like, 8 years later, 9 years later, still every episode is about 9/11. And I know I said I'd never forget.
And
I haven't.
Now you can't.
Now I can't. Because it's still on CSI, goddammit. All right.
Stupid CSI. Please don't make him watch any more CSI. From Twitter. Whoa. Wait, Greg.
You're a man.
I got Greg Brady there for a second. All Nude Review writes from Twitter, I work from home now and am having trouble concentrating. Do I need to go on the drugs? Well, that doesn't seem like it's going to help your problem.
Listen, meth seems like a good idea at the time.
I can't focus. I need to do a bump. Gonna do a bump?
Just one bump. That's all I need. Need a fix.
It's hard. I'm in your boat. I work out of the home. And it's hard because you got the whole internet there. You got all your cool stuff there. You don't have anybody watching over your back. So that's tough. What I would say is try to make your work environment a little more pleasing. Like dim the lights a little bit. Play some soft music. It's kind of reduce.
Draw a bath.
Have some Chucky
Cover
Monkey.
Cover yourself in scented oil.
Yeah, scented oil up. Oil up on that. I don't know. That's the best advice.
You're asking the wrong people because right now Justin and I are supposed to be working.
Yeah. So I don't know. Record a podcast.
Record a podcast or something. On the real though, what I've done is I've separated all of my internet bookmarks into three folders. One being essential work utilities. One being non-essential work utilities, and one being fun stuff, you know, a link to my penguin club and what have you. And so after I write a few stories, I will open up my fun folder and have about 10 minutes of me time exploring the Arctic landscape of Penguin World. I think that that's a good way to get your shit straightened out. Travis works at PetSmart.
Yep.
So I want to hear Griffin's last question, but first I feel in some way obligated to tell you that you can get advice from us in a myriad ways through Twitter. If you hit up #MBMBAM or @MBMBAM, go to MBMBAM.com, Facebook group. We don't really take questions on Facebook, but I mean, we're in that group all the time, so...
A lot of good pictures on there.
A lot of good pics.
Good friend Justin Russo.
T-shirts are coming. If you want a t-shirt, make sure to go to the Facebook group and weigh in on the kind of thing you want. Right now, we're thinking like a gray t-shirt with a version of the MBMBAM logo in white, a cream t-shirt with the Hey Jeffrey image in purple, and what was the other one? My one is a temple, a brown shirt with cream printing, are the three we are thinking.
Sexy, stretchy pants with MBMBAM across the butt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or MBMBAMs, possessive.
Oh.
Like, who ass is this? This ass be my bim bams.
So far as celebrity endorsement goes, we got Mr. Craig Bierko.
And a halfy from Kim Jong.
Halfy from... What's
Ken Jeong from Community.
Oh, yeah?
God, we came so close. Do you understand how frustrating that is? That guy is so funny. If we had gotten a full-on proper endorsement of him, it would have made my week.
Oh, well, for sure.
I'll go ahead and endorse him. Go to MTV.com and vote for him for the MTV Movie Awards.
Okay.
What's he up for? Best kiss?
He's up for his penis for best what-the-fuck moment in Hangover and best villain in something.
What award did you win? Because I won an Oscar. What did you win this year? My penis won an award.
That's cool.
Like for a porno. No, it was a it's for The Hangover. Remember when I got my penis out?
Oh yeah, I forgot.
I won an award for that. MTV Sway came out and he gave me a penis.
Come on, mommy. Come on, mom. You remember that?
You remember that penis thing that happened in the movie? Also, mbmbam@gmail.com. I don't remember you saying that one, but that's a really great way to get a hold of us.
And the FormSpring, lots of great questions on FormSpring.
If you got something creepy you want to ask.
Basically,
yeah.
Or if you have questions about your CSI-obsessed wife, but you don't want to call her out by name.
Yeah.
That's a good way, too. Last question of the day comes to us from Yahoo Answers user Mara. She asks, from your experience, does TJ Maxx administer a drug test to potential employees?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
And this has been my brother, and me.
You will never know me.